The biggest political battle for more than a decade is playing out on Hungary's streets. Viktor Orbán has been close to Vladimir Putin for many years, and that gives opposition parties their best chance yet of defeating him. Among the messaging, Putin's been your friend for 12 years. Tell him to stop killing. Ukraine's war has made Orbán a marked man. Just 3 weeks ahead of the Russian invasion, he was in the Kremlin for talks with Putin, signing a deal on gas supplies while also representing the European Union. So my visit is partly a peacekeeping mission, he said. The two men developed close bonds over the years. Putin needs the ear of an EU leader. Orbán wants it both ways, influence in Europe and business with Russia. Controlling the media is something else they have in common. This is a rarity in Hungary. Journalists in an editorial conference that's not influenced by the government. Telex is an independent online newspaper set up by journalists who would resign from a news outlet in protest at government pressure.
The majority of the Hungarian media outlets are owned by businessmen who have strong connections to the politicians.
Business, particularly in the energy sector, is the biggest tie between Orbán and Putin, Russian oil and gas. Orbán is walking a political tightrope. On one side, as an EU member, he's supporting sanctions against Russia. On the other side, as Putin's friend, he's refusing to stop buying oil from Russia. Quite the contrary, he's planning to buy even more. And on top of all that, he's refusing point blank to give any military aid whatsoever to Ukraine. But not everyone agrees that Orbán's friendship with Putin is as damaging as some might think.
In times of crisis, in war times, you know, people seek stability. The Hungarian Prime Minister always likes to position himself as a very strong leader who can defend Hungary and who can defend Hungarians.
Orbán's Ukrainian neighbour says Hungary should be helping their fight.
Listen, Viktor, do you know what's happening in Mariupol? Mothers and children dying. Go and look at the shoes on the quayside of the Danube.
Zelensky is referring to this memorial in Budapest. Thousands of Jewish families were lined up and shot by fascists during the Second World War, their bodies falling into the River Danube, their shoes left behind. Andrew Simmons, Al Jazeera, Budapest.